And here you are, diaper butt. Hey there. Have you been doing your homework? Are you watching baby shows and cartoons more? Are those theme songs making you horny? Have you picked a character to focus on when you watch those shows? A character that can tell you it's time to make stickies in your pampers? Are you remembering to masturbate in your diapers? Have you been masturbating while telling yourself, I only get to come watching silly baby shows? And have you accepted that you have to watch those silly baby shows to get off? Good. That's what good crinkle butts do. Yes, it is. And you're a good crinkle butt, so you do all those things, don't you? And you know you need to wear diapers and watch baby shows to get off. Because you're a silly baby. And guess what? From now on, your favorite cartoons are going to help you get off in your diapers too. Aw, I think somebody's excited. What a silly little baby you are. And now I have a question for you. I want to know, have you ever had a cartoon crush? You know, a character in one of your silly baby shows that makes you feel all blushy. I'm sure there's at least one, if not several. Have you ever imagined visiting their world? How much fun it would be? Well, you're about to find out. I'm sure it's very exciting to think about, especially if you think about your cartoon crush putting you in a diaper. Oh, did I press a button? Getting you to think about how it'll feel when your cartoon crush puts you in a diaper? I'll bet you can't wait for your cartoon crush to put you in a diaper, can you? Silly baby. I wonder where you'll be when that happens. Probably somewhere where you've seen other toons getting diapered. Babied. Knowing that it's your turn now. Knowing you're about to experience how it feels when it's you in diapers. Can you imagine how that feels, little one? How it feels to get diapered in the blushiest situations by your cartoon crush and the rest of your cartoon pals? You can give a little smile as you imagine that now. Aw, how cute you look getting diapered and babied by your cartoon crush. Such an adorable little one, living out the blushiest moments you've seen in cartoons. And every time you imagine such a moment and listen to my words, you can store that moment in your mind, whatever you're imagining. Whatever good feelings you're feeling as this happens can be saved for later use, can easily return to the front of your mind whenever you listen to my words and whenever you watch cartoons. Good. And relax, deep sleep, relax. Let all those feelings subside. Knowing that they can come back easily whenever it's time for them to do so. But right now you can just relax. There you go. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself watching a cartoon. A silly cartoon. A show for babies. Imagine sitting up with interest and excitement as your favorite blushy scene comes on. It could even be that blushy scene you thought of just a moment ago. And as you observe, you can see that a character has just been caught, and they're about to be babied and diapered. It's very exciting, and you can touch yourself if you want, as you get up close to the screen to get a better look. You can rub yourself as you look more closely and try to make out every detail of that scene so you can remember it easily later on. And that's when you realize that the character who's doing the babying and diapering is your cartoon crush. And the character that's about to be diapered and babied by your cartoon crush is you. That's right. That character on the screen looks just like you. And now you're even more excited, aren't you? Shouldn't even be possible. But there you are. And as you look at the scene before you, the two characters look back at you. And one of them reaches out and it almost looks like you could grab their hand, like you could touch the screen and reach right through it. You raise your hand up to the screen, reach out. Your hand is getting closer and closer, ready to touch the screen in 3, 2, 1. Deep sleep. Going deeper into trance. Suddenly very sleepy, very heavy. Feeling very comfortable as you close your eyes and relax. Very good. In a moment, you're going to imagine opening your eyes. And when you do, you'll be able to interact with and experience whatever you imagine as you listen to my words. Staying in trance as you do so, releasing your imagination as you listen to my words, and imagine opening your eyes in 3, 2, 1, eyes open in deep trance. And as you become more aware of where you are in trance, you realize you're no longer where you were a moment ago. You're staring at your cartoon crush right in the face. And when you look down, you see that they're holding a nice, thick diaper. Hey, kiddo, what are you doing out of diapers? That's right. You're the one in the cartoon being diapered and babied. You're the one going back into diapers where you belong. How does that feel? And as you look, you can see that all the toons around you are so happy to see you. It's diaper time for you, they say. That's right, it's diaper time for you. And your crush makes sure to remind you that you belong in diapers. And all your cartoon pals are going to make sure you stay in them. Did you really think you could get away with being out of diapers? Silly baby. Nice try. But you'll never get rid of your diapers. Sooner or later, the cartoons are gonna find you and put you back in diapers. Back where you belong. Because silly babies belong in diapers. Whenever you hear, it's diaper time for you, you'll remember how good it feels to be diapered. Whenever you hear, it's diaper time for you, you'll feel an irresistible urge to get diapered as soon as possible so you can make stickies in them, like a good diaper butt, no matter how embarrassing it may be. And now the process of getting diapered begins, just like you imagined. There's no stopping it now. You're getting put into diapers right now, right here. And no matter what you say, your cartoon crush just smiles and shushes you. You don't get to decide when you are diapered and who sees it. You're just a silly baby, getting a diaper change in front of everyone. Nothing you can do to stop that from happening. But you know that deep down this is what you want. This is why you came here. You're undressed. Whatever underwear or diaper you are wearing is taken off too. The new diaper is being put under your butt, so thick and soft. Feels so good sitting on that open diaper and anticipating what comes next. The nice, babyish scent hits you as your crush uses the powder or baby oil. All the cartoons are teasing you and calling you a good baby as the diaper is brought up between your legs and snugly secured on either side. There you go. Everyone is so happy that the silly little baby is finally diapered. And when you're all diapered up, you look down to see your cartoon crush, their hand resting on your diaper, your big, thick diaper between your legs. Good little diaper butt. You've been put in diapers where you belong, and nothing you say or do will change that. And they smirk, because they know that silly little babies love to make stickies in their diapers. You're with the toons now, and they want you diapered. So you're gonna stay diapered because that's what they want to do. And the cartoons all agree that they like you in diapers, that you belong in diapers. And they're going to make sure you stay in diapers. And you realize that you are now stuck in the cartoon and stuck in diapers. How does that feel, knowing that you're being kept in diapers by your cartoon crush? I'll bet you're feeling some very funny feelings down below. Feelings that make you want to rub your diapers. And you look up at your cartoon crush, standing over you with their hand on your diaper. And all the cartoon friends are watching. They smile and nod. Go ahead, silly baby. Do what you've been wanting to do. It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and rub those diapers like a good baby. Go ahead and hump your cartoon crush's hand. They'll be happy to help the silly baby make stickies in their diapers, because they know that the more times you make stickies in your diapers, the more you will need diapers to make stickies. That's right, the more times you make stickies in your diapers, the more you'll need diapers to make stickies. And besides, you're so cute in diapers. Yes, you're cute in diapers. And you feel cute in diapers. And there's no way that your cartoon friends are going to let you out of them. Not until you've made stickies like a good little diaper butt. Be a good baby and rub your diapers now. Be a good baby and hump your cartoon crush's hand. Show everyone how much you love them. Rub your diapers as everyone giggles and praises you for doing it. Look at the cute little baby. Does somebody like their diapers? Yes, they do. You're learning to use your diapers. What a good little crinkle butt. Say thank you to the cartoons for putting you back in diapers. Go on. Say thank you. Good job. What a polite little diaper baby you are. Now keep crinkling. Nobody told you to stop. Keep crinkling until you make stickies in your diaper, if you even can. And you can rub your diapers as your crush grins and looks you in the eyes. Focus on those funny feelings it gives you and drop deeper into trance. Rub those diapers and feel those funny feelings as you drop deeper and deeper into a nice, deep trance. Every time you watch cartoons and rub your diapers, you can enter trance. Whenever you watch cartoons and rub your diapers, you can go into trance and imagine yourself being caught by cartoons once again. Every time you watch cartoons and rub your diapers, you can go into trance and allow the cartoons to remind you that you belong in diapers. And you can imagine them putting you in those diapers, training you to be a good baby and make stickies in your diapers over and over again. Good crinkle butt. And now, it's time for me to go. But you can just keep on crinkling until you make big stickies or give up. And when you finish, you can be so proud knowing that you listened so well and you were such a good baby today. And if you want to listen again, that's okay. You can listen as many times as you like. And you can return again as many times as you want until the changes you seek are complete and permanent.